In the latest supply and demand report, the U.S. Department of Agriculture lowered the 2020 U.S. cotton crop by 250,000 bales to 14.7 million bales. According to Dr. Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, this move was anticipated by many in the industry.
USDA also reduced U.S. consumption and ending stocks for the 2020 crop year. While U.S. exports did remain unchanged in the March report, the latest U.S. export sales data suggests higher exports for the 20 crop year. This would result in an even lower U.S. stock level. USDA increased the U.S. marketing year average price to 69 cents for the 2020 crop year. Cotton futures prices remained strong due to several factors, including the recovery in meal consumption and restocking, a weaker U.S. dollar, smaller U.S. crop, increased spec trading, the Phase 1 trade agreement, stronger competing crop prices, and the vaccine distribution.